few points of brush we want to do on the top of Memorim Beis. There's one from the last piece of Gemara. Mitzvah Shekain Karbonah B'Bedalus. So the Torah is more lenient by Mitzvah because the Torah allows him to, as the word, downgrade the Korban due to the fact that he doesn't have money. That's a leniency which you find by Mitzvah, which you don't find by the Leviim or by Nazir. Maybe Torah Ben Yerno. So if I can't learn out Mitzvah from a Matzad, the more suggesting from a Matzad between Leviim and Nazir that this is in a tar. So then the more I asked that the Tanoim over here and these Brises seem to be a steer up. So we originally said you can't learn out Nazir from Mitzvah. So that's implying that Nazir, we don't know Nazir, but we do know Mitzvah. We already knew by Mitzvah before we knew by Nazir. We're trying to learn out Nazir from Mitzvah. We're saying we can't. And over here, here we're saying Mitzvah mi Nazir. Let's learn Mitzvah from Nazir. Within a gufa lo mikaimli, and even the lima that you're trying to make, the matzina or the matzah you're trying to make, you can't learn because you're saying that Nazir is more chomer, and before you're saying Mitzvah is more chomer. So it's quite confusing. Okay, so that's where we're at. That's where we're at in the Gemara. That's the Gemara's question. So we're on the Gemara, the beginning of the sixth line. So Rava said back, they asked this question to Rava. And Rava says back, Amalei Yahu, I'll leave it Rabbanon, I'll leave it Rabbaliyasser. It's two different braises. And one is going according to the Rabbanon, one is going according to Rabbaliyasser, which we're going to say in a moment, what's Rabbanon and what's Rabbaliyasser. Okay, the Tnan. This is the Mishnah in Masechtas Makkos, talking about the issur of shaving, person shaving his beard, taking off the beard with a razor. If not, even a chayv ashi laktenu bitar, the issur, the Mishnah says, is there's the 5 points of the beard which are also to cut. And then the Tanakam of the Mishnah says the chiyuv is only if he takes it off with a tar, with a razor. Even if he takes it off by plucking it out with tweezers, or with a hitni, which Rashi learns over there is a plane. So a plane has that you use for planing planks of wood. So it has basically the same thing as a razor. It's a sharp edge, which can cut very close. But it's people don't usually use that on their face. It's not really made for the size and the shape that a person would use on their face. So it's not a derech giluach. It's not the normal thing to use for giluach. According to Chum, it's not chayiv. And Blaise is saying, no, even those things are also chayiv. Okay, now, so what's the reason why the Rabbanan say that it's only with tar and not with malakit or hitni? My tamayal Rabbanan. So what's the Rabbanan's reason? The Tanya, the pasuk says that by Mitzora, that one of the things that he has to remove the hair, he has to remove the Torah says, Yigalach is called Sarai. So it's a cloud part cloud, but the question is, why do you need all the protim? So why does it have to write the zakonoi? Okay, the fish and emar who fast the zakonam lo yizal legalechu. There's an issue to cut off a person's the pass of the zaken, the 5 points of the beard. Yochel afilu mitzera can. I would think maybe a mitzera that's also usher to cut. Tamar Lemer, it says to konoi. Okay. It says by mitzera the word to kono to tell me that there's a heter to cut off the parts of the beard. Now we know by mitzera if you're telling me by mitzera that it's mutter to do it, and we know by the beard it's only with betar, it has to be mitzera that it has to be done betar, because by mitzera you can use other ways of doing it.
Right.
Why do you need a limud to tell me that mitzera is mutter to remove it if there's three different ways to remove it and only one of them is usur according to Rabbanan? And you tell me a pasuk to tell me by mitzera that it's mutter means you tell me that mitzera has to be done with the one which is usur, because if mitzera can be done with one of the other ones which are mutter, so what's the problem? You're allowed to fulfill the mitzvah of removing the hair by mitzera with a malakate. So the worst thing, need a pasuk is a kodah to tell me that it's mutter, because I think it should be usur because it goes into the isur. Well, by zake, and there's no isur of malakate. So by the fact that you're telling me that you need a pasuk to tell me it's mutter by mitzera, and I know by the isur is only by case of tar, it must be that the case of mitzera must be done with the tar. So he's saying, oyvei. But sorry, it has to be done with the tar. We know tar is also by zaken. Tell me, extra pasta, tell me that it's mutter. So from the fact that we are being matter by mitzera, according to the Rabbanan, that it has to be done with tar, tells me by mitzera that it has to be done with tar. Okay, now how do the Rabbanan know that by zaken it's actually din daf kentar? Minolim de betar. So how do we know that by the pasuk zaken, it's only betar? The issue is only betar. The tanya upaskanam lo yigalechu. So we have two pesukim written in regards to cutting the beard. There's the pasuk by the kohanim. Parshas Emor says a paskanam lo yigalechu. Yes, pasuk number two, really, but the more brings a verse. It's the pasuk which is written later in the Torah. So, but the pasuk in Parshas Emor says that the issur is paskanam lo yigalechu. They cannot be migaleach. Migaleach means to take it off in the normal fashion. That's the way the Ran over there, Nukiyasa over there, Makas teaches. So he says, it's only called Giluach. Something which you don't normally use to remove hair is not called Giluach. So Giluach is the normal fashion. So it's normal to use scissors to cut the person's hair. So I would think, Yehechayev, that should also be the Yisr. Tamar Lomer, it says, by Yisrael, in Parshas Kedoshim, Belo Sashchis Eis Pekas Pe'az Zekonecho. So there is the Lashon of Hashchosa. So Hashchosa means getting it down by the roots. So when a person cuts it with the scissors, you can't get that close. So that's not called hashkosa. Okay. Now, if we just have the pasuk of Los Ashkis, Yochel liktoi b'malaket u'b'hitni yehechayiv. So, I would think if they're malaket b'malaket u'b'hitni, it would be chayiv. Because all those are forms of hashkasa. plucking out with the tweezers or taking it off with this plane are forms of ashchasa. So it says lo yigalechu. So ha keitzad? It has to be giluch sheyesh boi hashchasa. Have you ever zev tar? So it has to be something which is normal to remove with the giluach. It has to be something which the removal creates an appearance of ashkos as if it took it out as close as face to, as face close as possible to the face, which is like ashkosa, and that's a razor. Okay. So now that we know that the Isser by Pazokin is Bitar, and we have a pasuk to tell me that that it's mutter to remove the hair of the Matzara, even though it's an Isser Pazokin Yigalechu, there's a heter to do it by Matzara, it has to be by Matzara, that the Isser, the mitzvah by Matzara is Bitar. And therefore, I would think it should be Osir, and I need a pasuk to tell me that it's mutter. Okay.
I think cutting Mitzvah's hair with scissors.
Not with scissors.
What?
The Torah said there's a mitzvah to remove the Mitzvah's hair. The Torah says a special pasuk to tell me that it's mutter to remove the hair of the beard of the Mitzvah. So what do you need a special pasuk for? If the issur to remove the hair of the beard is only with a razor, and the mitzvah to remove the hair of the mitzvah can be done in any way, so do it the other way. You don't need a heter. I don't need a special heter to be matzah, something which is not osur. So obviously the mitzvah of mitzvah is in a way which should normally be osur. I need a special pasuk to tell me that it's mutter. So if I know the only way that it's osur is with a razor, it has to be that the mitzvah is with a razor. Say, oh, hey, I got a big problem. I have a mitzvah to remove with a razor. I have an issur to do with a razor. Special pasuk to tell me that it's mutter. But if the way you remove a mitzvah's hair is with the scissors, I have a great idea. Don't use the scissors, and everything's problem. There's no problem. I don't need a special heter to be mutter, something which is mutter. Take it out with the scissors. Okay, so it, or take it out with the malak. It might be a slow process, but it works.
It's not
who you following? What? I don't know what I'm starting with. We don't know what exactly is the mitzvah, how to remove the hair by mitzvah. We don't know, does it require a tar or not? That's the discussion of Rav Gemara. So the Gemara says, well, I have a pasuk by mitzvah. There's a special pasuk to tell you that even though normally there's an issur to remove the hair of the beard, by mitzvah it's mutter. And you have a special pasuk for that. Why do you need a special pasuk for that? It has to be that it's normally osur, and the entire saying the mitzvah to remove the hair of the mitzvah overrides that. What way is osur to remove the hair of the beard, according to Rabbanan? Only one way, with a razor. Let's imagine for a moment that the way you could remove the hair of the mitzvah could be with a razor, with a tweezers, with a scissors, with a hitni. I have four ways to remove the hair of the mitzvah. One of them is an osur way, and three of them are mutter. And the Torah comes along and says it's mutter. Well, of course it's mutter. I have three ways to do it, but heter. So if the only way you can remove the hair of the mitzvah must be done with a tar, I got a problem. There's only one option, and this one option is osur. So I need a special pasuk to tell me that it's mutter. But if you can remove the hair of the mitzvah in multiple ways, and all of them are fine, so I don't need a special pasuk to be matter and isser, because there's no isser. Do it in one of the ways, which is mutter. That's what the Mora said. So by the fact that the Torah has to write a heter by mitzvah, it tells me that the only way to do the mitzvah of mitzvah is with a razor, which normally is osur. It comes to the pasuk and says, but there's a special pasuk to tell me that by mitzvah, even though normally it's osur, by mitzvah it's mutter. So I can deduce from the fact that Torah wrote a heter by mitzvah with a special pasuk, it must be the mitzvah is done with a razor. Yeah? Make sense? Good. Somewhere it says no. Maybe we should say like this, that there's multiple ways of doing it, and any one of the ways works, but the chiddush of the pasuk is that you can even do it with a tar. That's also okay. Moore says, Maybe when you buy the mitzvah, if you remove the hair with malakit or with a rehitni, he's fulfilled the mitzvah removing the mitzvah's hair. And the extra pasuk of zakonoi by mitzvah is coming to tell me a filo b'tar lo mechayev aleha. But even if he chooses to use a tar, which normally is aser, over here it's not aser. Okay. Something more like this. It has to be, the pasuk requires tar. If you're going to tell me that using the malakit and the rehitni are also options, so the purpose of the pasuk is to teach me that the mitzvah removing the hair of the mitzara overrides the iser, and that's all it's there. So put that thought on hold for a second. So it comes out that the pasuk of Zakonoi is really teaching me two things. It's teaching me that it's mutter to remove the hair. It's also teaching me that the way you remove the hair is with a razor. So now I want to know which one is the real need of the pasuk. So our first, because you need to know that it's mutter. Well, we have a rule of Esed Dachol Asaseh. We have a rule that you can over mitzvah say override Yisurim. So it could be that the main purpose of the pasuk is not so much to tell me that it's mutter; it's to tell me that it's mutter because it really should be aser. Must be that the way to remove it is with a tar. So the main purpose of the pasuk was is to tell me that the way you remove the hair by a mitzvah is with a tar. Because if it wouldn't be bitar, what do you need the whole pasuk for? So that's what Mor is going to say. You're saying they may be telling me that it's really you can do it anyway. So the pasuk not tell me that you have to use a razor. The pasuk tell me that it's mutter. The verse is mutter. I can figure out myself. So the main purpose of the pasuk is not to tell me that it's mutter. The main purpose of the pasuk is to tell me that you have to use a razor. Why would I think that it's mutter? Now one second. So I just told you as the chalos I said. By mitzara, really the Mor says that. By the issue of removing the beard, the Torah writes Alois Asay a Paschal of Alois Galechu. It also writes a pasuk by Kahanim of Kedoshim. They have to be. The pasuk says that they should be. The Torah writes in Asay. We have a rule that Ein Esed Dachol Lo Asay V'Asay. But let's say for argument's sake that you look at that's an Asay Klali. It's not specifically for this. Maybe that's not a reason called Ein Esed Dachol Lo Asay. So the Gemara, without the Sura of Esed Dachol Lo Asay, I really know. That there's a concept over here without the general of Esed Dachol Lo Asaseh, and over here that it should be done. Why? If you're telling me that really no, the pasuk is not telling me that the way you remove the hair by a nozer is with only with a razor, and it can be done the removal of the hair by the I'm sorry. Cut. The way you remove the hair by the mitzvah is only with a razor. And if it's not, that's not true. And we're contemplating now that you can remove the hair by the mitzvah in many ways. And the purpose of the pasuk is not to tell me that you have to use a razor. The purpose of the pasuk is to tell me that you, it's mutter to do it. So the more mutter, I know it's mutter anyway. Lishra Kromine, I don't need a pasuk as kavod. So he asked me, what do you mean? You don't have a pasuk as kavod? I think it's aser. Well, no, I mean, I'll say like this. Umar gabi nozer, the isura ka'ovid, fil hachi mechayiv, hachi le mitzvah, lo koshke. Nozer also has this problem, because it's an isura of removing a person cutting his payas. And the Nozer, at the end of his 30 days, cuts his payas. Now, Nozer, we've said before, is considered a chote. The process of becoming a Nozer is there's an element of chatas in it. Of chate in it. So, by Nozer, which the whole idea of being a Nozer is the Torah feels us wrong until the Torah is allowing at the end of the process to remove the hair, even though there's an issa to remove the hair of the payas. By mitzara, where the person did not choose to be a mitzara, as it were, and all he's doing right now is mitzvah, so there's no aveira involved in it, there's only mitzvah. So for sure, the mitzvah of mitzara should allow and be mat to the issur of removing the hair of the head and the beard. So the Kal Vachomer from Nazir would tell me that it's mutter. So I don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's mutter. So what's the purpose of the pasuk of Zekanoi? It must be the purpose of the pasuk of Zekanoi to tell me that this is the way to do it. Only. And even so, it's mutter. So the main point is really not so much the mutter part, but this is the way to do it. So it must be, it has to be done. So therefore, from the pasuk of Zekanoi, I know that by mitzara it has to be done with a razor. But it's all according to Rabbanan. According to Eliezer, who holds that the issur of removing a beard is with a razor or with a tweezers or with a plane, he said any one of them is usur. So I can't learn out from the fact that Torah is being matter by mitzara sakano, it must be done with a razor as opposed to the other options, because any of the options would be an issur. The pasuk is saying all those options which are usur are mutter. So according to the bottom, that the only way the issur removing a beard is only with a razor. So when the Torah is being matted by mitzara, it's referring to a razor. So you see that mitzara, you need a razor. According to Eliezer, that the issur removing a beard, the hair of the beard, is anyway. So then the pasuk by mitzara is being matter, any one of those ways is us. There's all mutter. So I don't know which one by mitzara, it has to be dafka with a razor. The mitzvah of removing the hair by mitzara has to be with a razor. So according to Eliezer, I don't know by mitzara that you need a razor. According to Rabbanan, I know by mitzara you need a razor. So the first brisa, which assumed that by mitzara you need a razor, is Rabbanan. The second brisa, which assumes by mitzara we don't know that you need a razor, is Rabbi Eliezer. And that's what Rabbi meant before, that this machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan will play out in the brises, whether we can assume up front what is the process of how mitzara removes his hair. Yeah? That makes sense?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so the Gemara right now is answering this question of maybe Malacha or Rehitni are options by Mitzara how to remove the hair, but it's telling you that it has to be even tar. So the worst for Terence is I need a pasuk for tar, for the heter, because the heter I can learn out from a Kal Vachomer from Nozer. The Moshe told me, tell me only tar. The Moshe says, furthermore, it cannot be that Malakad or Hitni are an option. The pasuk is telling me the heter of tar, because you fulfill the mitzvah when you use malakar or hitni. Tar doesn't say explicitly it has to be done with a tar by mitzvah. It just says remove. It says yigaleach. So if so, Kivish Lokesh Damer Kamalkam Shatam Moitza Sevelos Sase. Whenever you have a conflict between an asay and a lois asay, in lata yochel l'kayim eshneim, motiv. Mim lav yabay asay we yidchas lois asay. So Rish Lakish has a rule that asay the lois asay is only when you don't have another option. So if what you're saying is true, this pasuk would be against Rish Lakish's rule. Because here you're telling me you have an option to use a razor or a tweezers or a plane. This is only with a razor, according to the bottom. You can fulfill the mitzvah other ways. And the pasuk is telling me that even the way which is not necessary and it's an aveir is also mutter. According to Rish Lakish, that wouldn't be true. So since Rish Lakish holds that in the rule of Esther Chalitza say that whenever you don't it's not something which is required to fulfill the mitzvah only through the aveira. There's other options of how to do it. The Torah did not permit Esther the Chalitza say. If for that rule to be true, it has to be over here that the only way to do the mitzvah is with a razor. So in order to make these drushes consistent with that rule, which Rish Lakish says over there, which he feels is a compelling logic, it must be that the pasuk is saying the only mitzvah is with the razor. So now I have a conflict. I must, the only way I can fulfill the mitzvah is by doing the aveira. So now the aveira is required for the purpose of the mitzvah. So the pasuk says it's mutter. The more about Yevamos, if you recall, the more it had a step, one step, that this would be the source of the chalosa. The more it says you can't let it out because it's not Shabbat Makol, it doesn't apply to women. The more it suggests that it's not a good raya, it's a chalos say because Isra Pazaket is maybe a weaker chalos say, that's why it's mutter. But say, but the more it understands that this works under the principle of Isra chalos say. Okay. So now we've established, according to the bottom, that the only way to remove the hair by Mitzvah is with a tar. Therefore, it comes into conflict with the Aveira. The tar is saying it's Mutter anyway. And so from the fact that the Torah said that you remove the hair of the Mitzvah even against the Aveira, we know that the way you remove the hair of the Mitzvah is with a tar, and that's the price of the first price, which assumes according to the bottom we know tar. Okay, let's see the Rosh. The more going to go, the more going to start with Eliezer next. So we asked a conflict in the two brises. So Mora answered that one brise is leave it abundant. So the Rosh, leave it abundant. It's all the way towards the top of the page. Brise is the brise above the pshitale tar b'mitzara, that the brise assumes as a given by mitzara that you must use a tar. And the more brise is discussing learning nazir from mitzara. That brisa is rabbanan. He could have farshed well. That's according to the rabbanan that by mitzara it's a given that the removal of the hair has to be done with a tar. This second brisa we're just coming off of. It's called Hacha, that's called here. That's what we're dealing with right now. So that Brisa wants to learn out Mitzara Minazer, that he wants to actually derive Mitzara from Nazar, which means we don't know by Mitzara yet. And furthermore, and the Lima doesn't even work. Is Rabbi Eliezer he? That's Rabbi Eliezer. This non Enu Chayvachi Yitlenu Betar. Which is a mishnah referring to the issue of removing the pas zaken, the corners of the beard. The more explains there are five points which are referred to as the corner. And very big machlokes rishonim what the five points are. So there's something called pasdokein. The Torah says that the answer removing the pasdokein, karnir bonin, it's only also removes it with a tar. I would think that the person is also to remove it b'malakad rehitni. B'malakad is... so Rashi and Malakit is the tweezers, and Rehitni is a plane. The Rashi over here is going to learn, as written, so Kliyum Shakaran Plano Shemachal Maklikin Bahan Atrisim. It's a plane. Now he says on the word malakit, and the Gersh Tzuni suggests that maybe there's some words missing in the Rush, because the Rush doesn't explain where Hitni is. The modern Hebrew word for furniture is rehitim. Right? It's the plane that you use to, as you're making the process of making the, preparing the wood to use for. Okay. My time with the Rabbanan Baha, Tamarkati Minoyadin and the Rabbanan Giluch Mitzara Bitar. In the words of my time, really, it's not really the reason. The more saying, where do you said it, according to the Rabbanan, that because by the Issa removing Zakein is with a razor, we know that by Mitzara, razor is a given. Where do you see that? What's your argument, according to the Rabbanan, that that's true? What's the connection? The Tanya, it's called Matam Alarmer. The Mimuxar Ksiv, the Gilach is called Soroi. The Torah says, Yigalach, actually, I think. The Lashon of the Postik, yeah. It's called Soroi Yigaleach. So the Torah says, remove all the hair. Then it says, then the Postik lists as Roshoi Ves Zekonoi, Ves Kabos Einov, Ves called Soroi Yigaleach. So it says, "Veskanov, keeping the ksiv kol saroy lama hutzak lifrit iskanov." So the Torah already wrote all of the hair. Obviously, included that is the beard. So why does beard have to be mentioned? Mefishenemer paskanam lo yigalechu gabi kahanim yochel af koyin mitzurikain lo yigalech zekanov. So he has in the word koyin because we're referring to this or kahanim. Tamalim is a kanoi. Thus, I say the mitzvah, but also lo yigalechu. But I say the kedushim yiyu. Even though by kain there's also an asay. Over here it is. V'albagav the ain asay doch lo shasay v'asay. Ba'alma normally ain asay doch lo shasay v'asay. It's only asay doch lo shasay. And here's the doch asay and lo shasay. Hacha doch ikirbin rebrei shavamis. The shani hacha the habile lo shasay v'asay. Shena shema bakol. So it's a more lenient say in Lusa say. So the essay of Matura is Deicha, this weaker Lusa say and Asay. Okay. Now, the Asay of Matura is Deicha, the Lusa say and Asay of cutting the beard, of shaving the beard. But this was a conroy, Loimer the Doicha, Lav the Shkosa Zokain. Now, from the fact that the Torah requires a special pasuk to tell me that it's mutter, the Isra of removing the beard is mutter, which we know by the beard, Enachai of Elov El Batar, and by the beard, the Isra is with the razor. So we understand that the mitzvah is with the razor, and the mitzvah, which is a razor, is overriding the Aveir, which is with the razor. Okay. Okay. When all of the mitar kai pasukin rabbanan. How do we know that's only that the iser of pasukin is only with a razor? Tamalar melo sashki pasukin echo. So we have one pasuk which says lo yigaleichu, which means I would think misperayim, anything which is a normal process of how to remove hair. So Tamalar says lo sashkis, so it has to be something. Here kahanim yisel miadodi bepas pas. We have the exerish of a pas zokin pas zokin to tell me that they're the same. Misperayim lo mikri hashkos. It's not called destroying. Dein hasari nitzel miikra. It's not taken out from the by the bottom. By definition, when you use the scissors, there's going to be a little bit left. So that wouldn't be usher. So yochol af b'malaka to brehitni shemashkisim hazokin miikra. But those. Both of those tweezers or a plane get it very close, they get it all the way out by the roots, or very close to the roots. Tamalar lo yigaleichu, so the Torah says, lo yigaleichu. The Haile Mikri Giluach, these are not referred to as Giluach. The Rosh doesn't say why, but the Tosfos says because Giluach means a normal fashion. People don't usually use tweezers to remove their beard hairs, or they do not use a plane on their face. It's not made to be such a safe way of doing it. So the issur is giluach, it's a giluach, which is a normal fashion, but also has hashkasa, which is referring to tar. Okay. The Chofetz Chaim Chofetz Chaim wrote a fascinating sefer called Likutei Halachos. Basically, what he did was the Masechta is that there's no riff. He created a riff. The riff, basically, the riff's function was to take the pieces of Gemara, which are halacha lemaisa, and to quote them, and then he created a riff with a pirush around it, etc. So on this piece over here, he discusses some chagas v'sharnim. Is this set in stone? That now the only way the iser is with a razor, or the iser is giluach sheish b'hashkasa, the normal fashion of removing something, which is done in a way which approximates hashkasa. So if I live in a time where we've created another way of doing that, called an electric shaver, that would be into the rice, according to those Rishon. Because that's a giluach sheish b'hashkasa. It's a normal way of doing it, and it does it in a way which is close to the root. So that's what Rishon. And then the Chokas had a pass, because he passed into Liasir. The Likutei Halachos, he passed into Liasir. He holds that the Rishon, which holds, so according to him, this issue of what type of shaver is, this shaver, that shaver is irrelevant. The whole discussion. Shavers are also. That's what he said. Some people don't use shaver, they use cream to remove their beard hair. That's they're being cautious for that shita. The Chazanish passed like that also, so that's why Bnei Brak.
The cream would also be also.
It's not normal enough to be considered. It's not giluach. It doesn't seem to be, because it's not normal. Most people don't use cream as a way to remove it.
I thought that was sort of like it was made for that.
Yeah. It's made to remove hair, but it's actually made for women more than for men. It's saying that the men are taking the women's. Don't ask me why isn't the government going, but look at the difference. It's hard to say it's lo yilbash to remove the hair of the beard, but you're doing the same way women do. Yeah? But it's not normal enough that it's considered that's a mice of giluach. Because someone is not called giluach. Giluach means there has to be some mice of pulling it out. This like burns it away. It's a different process. So the Chazish passed on that also. That's why Bnei Brak the people which don't grow beards the way that they do it is they do it with cream. Ramosha Paskins that like the Rishonim which learned that it's now we're touching a shot in the pasuk. Bizman that the tar was given, the pasuk was referring to tar, so that now becomes the definition of the iser is dafka with a razor. So once this is dafka with a razor, so then even if you would have they have this issue with a lift and cut. They say there's a lift and cut, but it's a really close shave, but who cares? It's not a razor. As long as it's not done with a razor, it's water. So people are like, the reason why some people are cautious that there's an issue with the lifting cup, because it makes it very, very smooth. It's out to a Marasayan issue. It looks like a person used a razor. The chumrah of that is not mitzad a real chashash at the raisa level, because the raisa, if you go with the, if you hold it as mutter, they have to, because the Torah did not ask for doing it in a scissors fashion. Torah did not ask for using it in a razor fashion. A shaver does it in a scissors fashion, not in a razor fashion. So I don't care how close it is; it can rip out the roots. It's a scissors fashion. It's mutter, but it looks like a person did it. So that's why I think of Tzipes and Frank was koshish for Marasayan issue, etc. That's, you know, when you would have a very, very close. But that's not of the rice of the kedin. It's hard to say nowadays. You know, in America, both options are totally. It's hard to call it Marasayan if it's like a totally normal fashion to do it that way. So Ramosha was the one more than one shuba. He passed into very clearly that it's dafka with a razor, and that's the heter people use to shave. They're going like a Mersha. But the Chassam Sofer, the Chazanish, the Chabad Chaim, all Paskins, it's the Raisa. So there's. So